The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
And when I was but a wee Tottlebot, I was left in a trash bin, abandoned. My own parents didn't even want me. Can you believe that? I mean, no wonder I have issues, right?
There, there, Buzz. It's all right. Thank you for sharing your story.
But I wasn't finished. I still have to tell you about the time I joined the robotic circus.
Well, why don't you save that story for next time? I think it's only fair that we give someone else a chance to speak now. This is group therapy, after all.
Sure. Fine. Whatever you say, Dr. Betty. My story can wait.
There, there. Sorry, everyone. Pierre, why don't you go next? What would you like to share with the group today?
I just want to know why I am here. I'm not like the rest of these crazy bots. I'm normal.
Now, Pierre. We don't use words like crazy or normal. It's not therapeutic or beneficial to the group.
I don't care. I simply do not belong here.
Well, BJ Zantz seems to think you belong here, and he's the boss, so I'm sorry, but you have no choice. He ordered you and pushed to come here to these sessions, and I suggest you simply make the most of it.
Yeah, Pierre. I know I feel much better just being there and listening to everybody else's problems. Makes me feel like I'm reasonably, if you'll forgive the use of the word, Dr. Betty, normal. I mean, I feel like this is helping me to feel, better about myself.
That's good, Putch. That means you are making progress.
Well, thanks. I'm so glad to hear it.
Rubbish! You are simply trying to score bonus points, Administrator Butch. You want to be the therapist's pet. Not fair, says moi.
You tell him, Pierre. I agree 100% with you.
Oh, wonderful. The crazy bot agrees with me.
Dr. Betty, I thought you said I wasn't crazy. It seems I am.
Oh, Pierre, see what you've done? Buzz has made so much progress.
Yeah, Pierre. You're ruining the experience for me.
Oh, for the love of...
Oh, don't pay him any mind, Buzz. You're doing just fine. And I'm sure he didn't mean it. Did you, Pierre?
Oh, really? You weren't serious, Pierre?
Oh, I suppose not.
Then I forgive you. I want some more. Pierre, I think I love you. Will you marry me?
What? Oh, merde. This is ridiculous. Why don't you just blow it out your tailpipe? All of you, I'm done with this. Fini. And I don't even care if BJ fires me. I'm so over this group Serbian nonsense. Count moi out.
So, is that a yes or a no?
Robots of the company. Bite me.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 93, The Investigation, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
It's another day aboard the Camden Fort Station. Keep it real, keep it fresh, and have a fantastic day. Oh, I'm just so happy in my work. Best job ever.
What is with that computer lately? Talk about too much pep. Jeez.
Oh, g'day, hey. Welcome to my bar. From my home friend, Uncle Dwingy. But in your language, it's just whiz.
Yeah, I know who you are. I was there when BJ hired you. And I thought we decided to just call you Wiz so as to not complicate things.
Yeah, no worries, bro.
So, just drop the explanation, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem, boss. Have you met my cousin, bro, Josh, there sitting next to you?
Yeah, we've met. Real talkative, is he?
Nah, Josh just says that if you don't have anything relevant to say, don't say anything. Personally, I just think that he's shy, right, Josh? See what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, I really like your new musical director. Seems a good choice.
Oh, you mean Vegas? Yeah, he plays a mean bass.
Yeah, he's a bit flamboyant, but he's very talented.
Oh, indeed he is, eh? So anyway, what'll be the drink, boss man?
I just came from group therapy and I could use something strong. How about, an oil spritzer with a twist?
Coming up in two shakes?
No, I want it stirred, not shaken.
Yeah, got it, bro, no probs.
Thank you. And that one was for a very special couple sitting in the back. Hello there. All right, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back, babies. Until then, stay cool.
Mr. Jax, you got the goods? Because I got the credits, but only if you got the goods.
Now, keep it down, Kaz. This is strictly on the down low, you got it? If you ain't careful, station security is going to be down on us like a ton of bricks, and my boss will not be happy about that.
Oh yeah? What'll he do?
Trust me, you don't want to know. Come to that, I don't want to know. Gives me the shakes just thinking about it.
Okay, calm down.
Easier said than done. You don't know Mr. Big the way I do. Scary.
I get it. Sorry. Maybe we should take this someplace more private.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me. I'll walk out first. You hang back a minute, then follow. Meet me on deck 12.
Gotcha.
I don't like the look of those two bots.
You mean the ones that are sitting over there at the table in the corner?
Yeah, those are the ones. I see, one is heading out. Now, if I was a betting bot, I'd lay odds that the other one will follow along in just a minute. See? Told you so.
What are we gonna do, boss?
We're gonna follow him, Crusher. We're gonna see exactly what they're up to.
Could be dangerous.
Yeah, and danger is my middle name, bucko.
I never knew that. Interesting. Bianca Danger Boone. Weird name.
Ugh, I wasn't serious. I just mean I smell trouble brewing, which means everyone aboard the station could be in danger. Well, nobody's getting hurt on my watch. Got it?
Oh yeah. I see where you're coming from now. Smart. I guess that's why you're chief of security and I'm just your lowly deputy. Huh?
Exactly. Now, come on before we lose them.
Hey, Jax, you here?
Oh, shh! Keep your voice down. You want to alert the whole station?
Sorry, man, no harm done. Now, tell me, you got the goods?
Sure, I got the goods, but I need to see the green of your money.
Here it is, like what you see.
Oh, yeah, cold hard credits. Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, your turn. Show me the goods.
Fine. Here's what you asked for.
Hollow crystals. They better contain the content my clients expect.
Oh, they do. No worries. This stuff is hardcore. Now, hand me the credits, and I'll hand you the goods.
Hold it right there, bucko.
Yeah, I wouldn't move a sprocket if I were you guys.
Ah, no, station security.
Oh, you was followed. I knew you'd get me into trouble, Kez.
That's right. You bots are in big trouble. You're under arrest for dealing in illegal contraband. Prepare to be cuffed. You're coming back to the detention center with us right now.
Oh no, the boss'll have my hide.
Boss? Who's the boss?
Well, it sure ain't Tony Danza.
Tony... who?
Forget it. I ain't talking, Carver.
That's Crusher, dude. Security officer, first class Crusher, to be precise. Remember it, punk. Ha ha ha.
What are you laughing at?
I always wanted to use the word punk on the job. This is a dream come true.
Oh, yes. It's party time, Crush. Come on. We have to run these two in and book 'em.
Oh, book 'em. I love it. I feel like one of those old-time street cops you see on TV. Hey, can I go by a cool name like, let me think. T.J. Crusher. Or Crush Jack. No, wait a minute. I could be Krushki, and you could be Butch. Krushki and Butch. It has a real ring to it, don't you think, Boone?
We'll just stick to our real names. Got it?
Oh, spoil sport.
You're just pathetic and sad, Crush. You know that?
No, actually. I'm quite happy at the moment.
Oh, whatever. Have it your own way. Let's just get these two down at the detention centre. Move, scumbags.
Scumbags? I love it. Can I use that one next time, Chief?
Oh, shut up, Crush.
Boss, you won't believe what's happened.
Oy, how many times do I have to tell you not to bother me when I'm having dinner, snitch?
Sorry, boss, but this is huge.
And it couldn't wait. Huh. Tell him, Daisy, this can wait.
The boss thinks it can wait, snitch, whatever it is.
Oh, but it can't. I promise you. You'll want to hear this, boss.
This better be good.
It is.
Well, I'm waiting. And I don't like being kept waiting. Spill it, snitch, or get out.
It's Jack's, boss. He got tossed in the can.
He what?
You know, he was bagged.
Huh?
You know, nailed, collared, thrown in the hoosegow, busted. Get it now?
You better not be putting me on, snitch. If this is a joke, I swear I'll...
Now keep calm, honey.
Don't call me honey. Tell me exactly what happened, snitch.
Jax was doing business with this bot named Kaz, and Snitch's security caught him in the act, boss.
They was arrested!
Arrested? Ah! Now this news has put me right off my dinner. I'm so mad I could chew nails.
Stay calm. You'll blow a gasket like before. And you know what nails do to you. They're not healthy. That junk food will be the end of you, hon.
Daisy, I said not to call me hun, honey, or anything else that sounds like that. Got it? I mean, I have a reputation to get in here, Daisy. Ugh. I gotta go and consult with Dr. Diesel.
Why is that, sweetie?
Sweetie? Ugh. I hate that almost as much as I hate being called honey.
Sorry, Biggs.
Well, that's an improvement on honey or sweetie, so let's just go with that.
Sure, hon. I mean, Biggs. But why do you have to talk to Dr. Diesel?
Because I need a diabolical way to deal with Jax's mistake. And I know Dr. Diesel will come up with something creative. Keep my dinner warm for me. I'll be back.
I hate to bother you, BJ, but Pierre is here to see you, sir.
Oh, what does he want, computer? I'm busy practicing for my bridge tournament.
Well, he seems a little frantic, BJ. I don't think he's going to give up until you agree to see him. I think maybe he needs some nice positive cardio in his daily routine. You know, to loosen him up some.
I'll be sure to suggest that to him, computer. If it comes up in conversation, that is.
Oh, good. Just trying to help lighten the place up a bit. On that subject, I have a few ideas if you'd care to have a chat about them sometime, eh, BJ?
I'll let you know, computer. Now go away and fetch Pierre.
I'm on it, boss.
Good. I'm glad we speak the same language, computer. Now, wait 10 seconds and then send him in.
As you wish, BJ. Did you say something about a bridge tournament, BJ? Bridge as in the card game?
That is what I said, computer, yes.
Whatever makes you happy, boss.
No snickering, computer. Bridge is a very serious game. And one I take very seriously. Got it? I mean, I didn't get where I am today by snickering at bridge.
Oh, of course not, BJ.
Oh, just send in Pierre.
Right away, boss. I mean, you do you. Whatever makes you happy, sir.
Right. Come to the point, Pierre. I'm a very busy bot, you know.
You are? The computer told me you were just playing bridge.
Practicing bridge, Pierre, for a very important tournament coming up. So, get to the point.
Yes, of course, BJ. I've just been talking with our chief of security, Boons, they call her.
Ah, yes. A very capable bot, so I'm told.
That says maybe, BJ, but she's made a very startling report.
Oh?
Yes, BJ. It seems there is a very bad element aboard this station.
Bad element? You mean, like that Bieber bot or something? What are you talking about, Pierre? Make sense, man. I didn't get where I am today by not making sense.
It seems there is a criminal element aboard the station, BJ. Moon has arrested some crooks, and there's been an accident. An explosion has rocked the detention center. And worse still, it could all be connected to an organized crime syndicate.
Well, I'm sure this Boone has everything under control, Pierre. No need to get your nuts in a twist, eh?
You seem very low-key about this, BJ.
Of course I am, Pierre. I am the very model of low-key. In fact, I am cool, calm, and collected. I didn't get where I am today by not being cool, calm, and collected, you know. Besides, I have bigger fish to fry. Next week is the big bridge tournament, and it's being held on this station, Pierre. And I intend to win that tournament, Pierre, which means I need no distractions.
But BJ, what about this criminal element? It is even said that one of the big bosses of this syndicate is coming to this station soon. What are we going to do, BJ?
We are not going to do anything, Pierre. If you're that worried about it, I suggest you deal with it and nip it in the bud. And I didn't get Brian today without nipping things in the bud, you know. Do I make myself clear? Do we speak the same language, Pierre? Understand, Pierre?
Yes, BJ. I am in command while this crisis is going on. Understood.
Good. Now get out of my office, Pierre. I have a lot of important work to do.
Don't you mean you're just going to continue to play bridge, BJ?
Yes, as I said, important work to do. Now get out and go deal with this would-be crisis of yours. In other words, it would be nice if you'd just deal with the situation so I can get on with what I deem important. Do you read me, Pierre?
Yes, BJ. You can count on me.
I hope I can count on you, Pierre, but let's just make sure I'm counting on you elsewhere. Now scoot!
Yes, BJ. Whatever you say, BJ.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 93, The Investigation, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Pete Lutz as Buzz, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, David Ault as Pierre, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, Angelique Bone as the computer, Finn Hilbert as Wiz, Josh as himself, Jerry Kokich as Vegas and Kaz, Shane Harris as Jax, Julia Eve as Boone, Victor Aurelius as Crusher and Snitch, Dave Morgan as Mr. Big, Zeddy Chevron as Daisy, J. Joe Thomas, Joe J. Thomas, even, as Lovely, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as BJ. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music provided in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Maria Mazur. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for virtually any reason at all, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were investigating during the making of this audiogram, obviously. The Robots of the Company will return next time for an episode entitled The Syndicate, coming your way soon. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.